Blog Talk Radio.
Father, I come to you this morning in the name of Jesus. The name that you said that at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I ask you, Lord Jesus, according to John 14:13, that whatever I ask in your name, that you would do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And according to John 14:14, you said, if I ask anything in your name, you'll do it. In the name of Jesus, any and all evil spirits evil human spirits that are following myself or anyone on this chat line this morning. I ask you to send and dispatch holy, warring, and fighting angels. And through the force and power and authority that you have given me, I bind them up right now. I bind up those evil spirits, demons that follow. I command and drive those spirits into the pit, bound and in chain, in fetters covered with the blood, covering of the blood of Jesus, and irons. And I command those spirits, go to the pit, and I forbid any replacements of any of those evil spirits in the name of Jesus. I destroy their assignments and all of their future assignments. I break their ability and power to project. I blind their eyes in the name of Jesus. And by your might, power, and force, I command those spirits to be stopped in their endeavors right now. And I command those spirits to be driven bound to the pit until the day of judgment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the name and by the authority of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I command all evil human spirits to be bound far from our houses, cars, lands, properties, vehicles, animals, and workplaces. And in the name and by the power of God's Holy Spirit, I command that you not return again anywhere near us. In the name of Jesus, I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that this action is being done right now. Father God, your word says that all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. But you, Lord God, weigh the spirits. You said in Isaiah 18:19, and when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter. I bind up all spirits of peeping and muttering this morning in the name of Jesus. I bind up all familiar spirits this morning in the name of Jesus. I bind up all unclean spirits this morning in the name of Jesus. I destroy the very counsels of evil, wickedness, and unrighteousness in the name of Jesus this morning. I break the power of all charmers, diviners, necromancers. And I break the power of those that have obeyed familiar spirits, and I destroy the power commanded to go to zero of all wizards, sorcerers, shamans, magicians. In the name of Jesus, I break all necromantic powers. I break all powers of divination. I break the powers of all projection through the eyes and the eye gate this morning. In Jesus' name, I thank you this morning, Father. I thank you. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for power against unclean spirits. I thank you this morning for power against spirits of bondage, mind control, domination, manipulation, and intimidation. In the name of Jesus, I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over each person on this tail line. And I thank you this morning, Father God, that you always answer my prayers. Thank you this morning. Brothers and sisters, wherever you are, whatever you're doing this morning, why don't you, out your own mouth, bind up all transference of spirits in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, God has given us power against unclean spirits. Remember, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 45, when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, that he goes into dry places seeking rest. And they come back. They come back to search the house to see if the house is filled with the Spirit of God. It says that when they come back, they bring with themselves seven other spirits more wicked more wicked than themselves, and that the last state of that man or that woman is worse than the first state. God says, even so shall it be unto this wicked generation. Father God, we break and destroy the spirits of wickedness this morning. We break and destroy all generational spirits manifesting, operating, projecting against or at us in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, you know, I think it was Shakespeare that in that movie, in that play, I'm sorry, said this is the best of times and the worst of times. So I guess that's kind of like what we're looking at. But we have power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing, no thing shall by any means harm us. We're going to move on. I want to make something clear this morning, because these things, if you've been on here and if you were on Omega Man last night, is so much. It's just so very, very much. But remember, I said to you that God knows your past. God understands your present. And God can see into your future all at the same time. And you have to keep that in mind. But the Bible says, and this is very, very, very important, to whom you yield your members, to whom you yield your members, to them you become a slave. If you yield your will to the enemy or any other person, to that person you become, they become in a fashion your master. And Jesus said, call no man master. Okay? Now, I have a tendency, I like to look people in their eyes. When you're talking to me, I want to look you in your face. I want you to look me in my face. I want you to see, and I want to see, as I'm looking to you, looking at you and talking with you and at you, I want to see what's manifesting on you. I have this gift. I didn't ask for it. It's in the Bible, discerning of spirits, the gift, not discernment, which operates through exponential knowledge. It's a different. I have this gift. I can look right into a person's heart. I can look right into their very soul, and I can discern if it's God, if it's the devil, if it's the world, if it's the person. I really can do that. And too many times, and the way God is working this gift now, I could do it via telephone or via internet. Because God is truly amazing, and he has all these gifts, but he has even more gifts. When you put the gifts together and they begin to work together, it's just awesome. And God doesn't want you bound up, twisted up, tangled up, and tied up. Anybody. Because, as I taught, the anointing is the spirit of liberty, freedom. So, I want to, I'm sure that by now you've all picked up or downloaded Shannon's magazine, But for those of you that didn't bother to take time to read it, if you don't read it, you're not gonna. If you don't read, period, you're not gonna grow. If you don't study, let me tell you, this cult I was talking about, all they did was study. They did a lot of studying. The thing that is in that, I don't know what they called themselves, but they had what they called a classroom. Their whole type of teaching was classroom. So God knew where you were going to be this morning, if wherever you are, whatever you're doing. God knows the reason he uncovered this stuff. I don't know. But I can tell you this. You need to be studying. You need to be examining. And you cannot, brothers and sisters, if you want to be afraid of something, be afraid of the devil. Don't have no fear of God. I'm going to read the article. I just want you to listen. I just want you to listen about the occultists. The article says, by Dr. Pat Holliday, the powers of darkness, Satan and fallen angels use human agents who band together and operate in packs, such as witchcraft, occult cults, secret societies, and false Christian churches. These groups commonly use a circle for attracting and amplifying what they call energy. So you say, well, why are you using her info? Because it is some of the most clear and concise. You can find whoever you want to. I'm using it because God has Shannon put it in his magazine this month, and it's right on time. These groups commonly use a circle for attracting and amplifying what they call energy. The things that they are calling energy are demons or bewitching spirits manipulating modern technologies. There's a particular person on this line this morning. I want you to hear this. They are caging, or they were caging, the person in the circle. Eternal rings and triangles do not have breaks. Do not have breaks. You see, I'm going to go ahead. There are objects in their circles that attract and hold the desired, what they call vibrations, but they are demons. Example of the caging circles would be a sketch circle, pentagram, hexagram, and a triangle. Well, there's also lets everybody sit in a circle and hold hands. The supernatural law is that the geometric figure will lock in and enslave the willing subjects within the circle. Standing in the circle, physical lives will be protected from the demons killing them as long as they remain inside the ring. In Africa, dances teach social patterns and values and help people work, mature, praise, or criticize members of the community while celebrating festivals and funerals, competing, reciting history, proverbs, and poetry. Look, listen to this. And to encounter God. African dances are largely participatory with spectators being part of the performance. With the exception of some spiritual, religious, or initiation dances, there are traditionally no barriers between dancers and onlookers. Even ritual dances often have a time when spectators participate. The staters standing in the circle, physical lives will be protected from the demons killing them as long as they remain inside the ring. This article says, the History Channel showed an African dance ritual where the dancers were trying to grab a spectator to pull one of the watchers out. The people inside the circle were struggling to hold the chosen victim inside the circle. If the witch doctors were successful in pulling the victim out, then that person would be sacrificed to the god. Different occult objects are also used, such as demonic images, symbols, snakes, bones, etc. When I say etc., let me tell you what else. You know them holes? People put those things in to stretch those holes in their ears. All that goes back to shamanistic witchcraft techniques. In the Bible, it even talks about earrings. But, brothers and sisters, when I asked somebody to take those things out of their ears that were holes, because I kept looking at them, but I thought that the holes were earrings, actually. I really did. But it was really a piercing of a hole in the ear. Don't you know that's when everything went crazy? When I asked them to take those things out of their ears and they actually took them out. Whatever it was with those circles that were in the ears. Let's go on. Witchcraft spellbinding ideologies are introduced, such as magic spells, which are used for various magic spells for love, magic spells for money, magic spells for protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charms. And then she says here about high magic. Well, when I first became acquainted with Corpus Christi, I ran into that blue magic, the blue magic that was being carried out through a church. This was another church. Folk magic spells. And this article says the group shows up from time to time and performs ceremonies using electromagnetic energy, demons of energies, for whatever they choose to capture and enslave the minds of the duped prey. It's the truth. It's the truth. A lady came to me from Canada. She was a member of the Mi'kmaq tribe, Canadian indigenous person. And they can cast the spell and throw a spell at the drop of a hat. And everybody seemed to have been mad with everybody else. And those people were throwing spells and casting spells, coming and going left and right, backwards and forward. Magic spells for magic signs, language, and patterns, and other forms are exercised by a compilation of words and actions. These people who really operate in this stuff can cast a spell just by looking in your face, looking at you. They will lock onto you with their eyes and project into you. Well, you say, how does that work? Through familiar spirits. through demonic projection. The Bible tells you to cover yourself with the whole armor. The most simplest way and the most common way is through the eye gate. It goes on to say, the recital of magic spells involves the use of magical language. Brothers and sisters, it says whether spoken out, or she used the word strident, or understood words, are regularly used to access or steer magical authority. Remember, the devil is a counterfeiter, copycat. That's why I hate that demon. I hate when people don't go to God and don't get filled with his real Holy Spirit, and they get filled with a counterfeit spirit that mimics the things of God, mimics the things of God. They don't have the real Holy Spirit, so they use soulish realm power. They use mind power. They use the actual force of their will, brothers and sisters. So in the article, it goes on to say, if you have questions, I'm sure she's available to pray with you. I'm sure, because she's a minister, a scholar. She says, under this area of this magical authority, she used the term basiliscus. Interpreted means little king serpent from Basilius King. Now, in the natural, basilisk is a mythical reptile with a lethal what? Gaze or breath, hatched by a serpent from a cock's egg. You know, the Bible talks about cockatrice eggs. In the spiritual, basilisk is a high level demon, which means little king of serpents, a high level demonic spirit, whose primary purpose is to bring death and destruction, sometimes by plagues, other times sicknesses, sometimes by natural disasters, such as strong winds and floods, and sometimes by murders or wars taking place. In this article, she says, every year the basilisk seeks to destroy all of God's people. But she goes on to say, especially during the 21-day period from the 17th of the month Tammuz to the 9th of the month of Av, a day known as Tish B'Av. Brothers and sisters, she gives you 21 prophetic proclamations that can be used as united or corporate declaration during this season. Brothers and sisters, you're dealing with unclean, familiar spirits of bondage, particular cult group of people. You're dealing with, now, the average witch that's not real skilled knows how to go to the cemetery after the death of a person that has died violently or catastrophically or tragically, especially if it's been traumatic, you know, like somebody kills somebody and or a car wreck or something like that, and know how to summon that spirit up. The baby witches know that. But you're not dealing with baby witches by any stretch of the imagination. You're dealing with people that at minimum been studying how to become the next level human when they come back. But it's all demonic. These, those people, brothers and sisters, are operating on a spiritual level that is very, 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 very close to shamanistic natures, ritualistic natures, spiritual levels that most people in the Western world don't study, don't know about. You see, as I was looking at all of this stuff and praying and praying and praying, and a lot of it I'm going to continue to unfold. So I thought that this information was very, very good, and it's in that magazine right now about the occultists. But we got to go beyond that even and tear down some shamanistic stuff, because a lot of archaeologists, anthropologists, psychologists, and psychiatrists have opened up doors. I think it was Carl Jung that said that there was going to be a time when him or Freud, I can't remember, there would be a time when psychology would take over religion. And this is the area we're living in right now. New Age and all this other stuff is kind of like psycho-religious. Psycho-religious. When these people, these practicing occultists, are doing these things, they have actually learned from going into indigenous areas. And I've been studying this a long time because I wanted to know. And God has sent people here from other cultures that may not have had the formal academic education that we have, but they have been educated to operate in realms that we don't even believe exist. I've had to pray with high-level occultists, witches, high-level people from ritualistic, spiritistic, I don't know if that's a word or not, but spiritualism. I have had people who were children, didn't know a thing about a thing about nothing, but their parents taught them different shamanistic ways of putting their hand inside the human body and manipulating organs and healing things. And these, some of the same junk, if you look at it, is the same stuff Aleister Crowley and all these people were teaching through the Scientologists and other groups who say that they are evolving and have evolved and are continuing to evolve. The Bible says for us that even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. And not to be surprised if his servants disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, that's 2 Corinthians 11:14. But to say their end is going to be according to their deeds. If you know or even suspect, even to any degree, that you've been caught up, tricked, all you have to do, remember now, I told you, God knows your past. And God understands your present, where you are right now. And God can see into your future all at the same time. All God wants you to do is repent. Repent. Confess that stuff as sin. Confess it as sin, brothers and sisters. If someone ever told you to do something, and you did it because you didn't know any better, confess it as sin. Wipe the slate clean. Get rid of those familiar spirits and those unclean spirits and those spirits of bondage. Because the Bible also tells you sweet water and bitter water shall not come out of the same vessel. Don't allow the devil to lock you down because of pride that you don't get yourself delivered. Nobody called me up and said, oh, today we're going to look at this or we're going to look at that. It came out through deliverance. It came out supernatural. The same method the enemy called himself going to bind you up through, which is a counterfeit method of God anyway, a counterfeit move or fake revealing of God anyway. But the real power of Jesus is available to set you free. And the real power of Jesus has given you power over all these unclean spirits, over all these evil spirits. I'm not going to stay on this subject very long because, see, it can even bind you up by dabbling in it too long. I got the message. I'm going to get the people free, and I'm going to move on. This is not strange. I get lots and lots and lots of people free from the occult. This ain't nothing new. But what is new was the method that God wanted to expose something. He wanted you to be made aware of something. And whatever that is, okay, it's being exposed right now. And God, there's something else. I've been hearing preachers talking about it. God does not want you to be led by your emotions. It's a dangerous thing to follow a person who's led by their emotions. It's a dangerous thing to be led by a person that every day, all the time, something bad is happening in their life. That's a very, very severe and something that needs to be looked at because it contradicts what the Word of God says, brothers and sisters. You know, God started talking in July about demonic subjection, which is used more in line with the occult than anything else. But today, demonic subjection is common. There are many spirits that are causing you unidentifiable torment, unidentifiable pain, unidentifiable lingering sicknesses that the doctors cannot diagnose the source of. Well, they come from somewhere you weren't born with them. You can't even pinpoint the source, yet you can feel the torture and the torment and the pain. Those are the hidden things and the hidden works of darkness. It's time for you to begin to experience Jesus, set you free from this present darkness. But in order for Jesus to do that, you got to come to Jesus. You got to come to Jesus, and you got to come to Jesus for real. And all you got to do, you know, that's all. Tell them all about your troubles. You got to come to Jesus for Jesus. And you ain't got to tell him nothing at that point, because he is aware. Remember? Remember? He knows your past. He ain't holding it against you. He understands your present, where you are right now. And he can see into your future all at the same time. Dr. Miles Monroe used to say, he knows the end from the beginning. Brothers and sisters, you have got to make Jesus Christ your Lord. You have got to give God preeminence over everything in your life. And then you got to be so honest with him. You got to ask him to reveal to you the hidden things that are causing you torment, misery, pain. Because I'm going to tell you, Acts 10 and 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now think about this. You go to church, you pray to be healed and delivered from spiritual oppression. You go to church to be freed from the darkness of demons. You go to church to be free from demonic subjection. You go to church to be freed from demonic infestation and demonic influence. However, brothers and sisters, you go there, you get a feel-good moment. You get up and go home. And then that invisible power working against your spirit, your soul, and your body manifests all over again. Well, the Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. The Bible says, be not entangled again into the yoke of bondage wherewith God has set you free. Meaning God can set you free. God intends to set you free. God doesn't intend for you to keep going over and over and over and over and over and over like a broken record. But you got to come to Jesus. You got to come to Jesus. And you got to come to Jesus for Jesus. You got to come to Jesus and accept and live in the fact that he is your Lord, your Savior, your Redeemer, and your soon coming King. No human is Jesus, because the human Jesus died, descended into hell, took the keys of death, hell, and the grave out of the hands of Satan, and ascended and is sitting on the right hand of the Father and in your heart at the same time. It's not the supernatural that's your problem. It's the supernatural that is not attributed to and surrendered to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thereby, the enemy has blocked you from flowing in the power to destroy itself. It takes God. Remember a couple weeks ago? It takes God to make you a God-made man or a God-made woman. God made Paul. And Paul knew Jesus the same way you and I do, by a revelation from God. But you got to know him for yourself. And the way you know him is through his word. He is a revealer by the Holy Spirit of all truth. And the devil is an initiator of all lies. He plants lies. The devil stole those people's life in that cup because they believed lies. They believed a man-made counterfeit gospel that is insane. That's what it is. Ain't no human being come back carnate but one. And that was the Son of God, brothers and sisters. And I would like to think, I know people that have been delivered from mental institutions. I know people that minds have been restored and set free. And they didn't say anything about them becoming God or having become God. I don't have time to debate no cult. I'm not smart enough. I know one thing. Jesus Christ is Lord. When he delivered me from demons, he had no intentions of any demons having any kind of stronghold in my life. Again. And nobody but God can convince you or make real to you the reality of who he is. I don't care if you sit in the classroom from now till Jesus comes. It is Jesus. It is God, brothers and sisters, that brings you into the reality by the revealing of himself. God reveals Jesus. The Holy Spirit says he'll take from Jesus and give to us. Please, please come out of that spirit of slumber. Come out. Some of you, praise God, and have not, never been in it, so I'm not talking to you. But I tell you something. Paul said, there was given unto me a messenger of Satan sent to hinder me. The devil will try you. And he won't just try you one time. He will try you and try you. And then depending upon what God has called you to do for him, he'll try you again and again and again. He's relentless. Why? Because he and his demons are spirits. They don't have to eat. They don't have to take a lunch break. They don't have to work other than work against you and me. They don't have to pay no bill. They don't have to do anything but work their works against the men and the women of God. I want to assure you of something. God is not dead. Jesus is not dead. And God's Holy Spirit is not dead. Does it happen for everybody? It happens according to the will of God, that you get resurrected from the dead. There are a lot of dead men and dead women walking. You don't have to be dead in your physical body when you are dead to the Spirit of God, I kind of feel like that might be the worst death. And Jesus doesn't want you dead because he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man comes unto the Father but by him. He tells us not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we can prove what is his perfect will. You see, a lot of people are going to try to tell you that God have a permissive will, an almost permissive will, a perfect will. God has a perfect will. He has a perfect will. If he had a permissive will, that means that compromise would be all right. But God says, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in his love. Brothers and sisters, seek God's perfect will. Line up your life with his word. If you, as Paul says, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. If you go a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right, God will bring you back. If your heart's desire, if your heart's desire is to please him and serve him, and if you love him, all of this stuff is to just reveal the darkness, reveal the hindering spirit, reveal to you what needs to be fixed. Jesus can fix it, and he can fix it permanently for you. But it requires you to cooperate with him. It requires you to cooperate with him through his word. And brothers and sisters, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Just like you, I told you, I'm just sharing. But the Bereans said, study. The Bereans studied the scriptures night and day. When anybody came and preached to them, they went back and they studied the scriptures to see if they were lying or telling the truth. Because you know what? None of us. None of us. That's why I read so much. Have it all. But my goal is to make heaven. My goal is, after coming out of bondage myself, to not see anybody be led captive by the devil. Because I know what that feels like, to be bound by the devil, to be bound by the power of sin. And I know what it feels like to be free. Free is better. Free produces really, really good fruit in your life and the life of everybody around you. You see, what you do spiritually, affects everybody and everything around you. It's not just you. It's not just you. The Bible says, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are of a good report, think on those things. Because I believe this with my whole heart, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. I believe that. And just like these other people believe, we're going to know. Because God's going to make it very, very clear. And he's going to make it clearer than ever before. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, according to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, work on yourself. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. And whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 2 that the elders obtained a good report. That's what we want. That's what we want. You want God to keep you, brothers and sisters, in his own perfect peace. You want him to keep you in his own perfect peace. You don't want anybody else controlling your mind. You don't want anybody else doing that. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust in the Lord Jesus. Think on those things that will bring you a good report. And remember this. You want God's perfect will in your life. God's perfect will comes through God's perfect peace and having your mind stayed on him because you trust him. And you want God to trust you. Thank you for this morning joining me on this TED line. It's a journey. It's a journey. It's an experience with God. And I wouldn't trade nothing for it. Know him. And you will know him in the fellowship of his suffering and in the power of his resurrection. Keyword, know him for yourself. Study, and keep your mind on those things and in those ways that will bring you a good report. I will see you, if the Lord say the same, on this deadline. Don't think I'm talking like I'm tired or it ain't nothing like that. It's just that I'm thinking on the seriousness of all of this. The seriousness of it. The faithfulness of it. And the truth. Because whenever you got to look at the devil, you got to know and you got to be looking at the truth as you know it and as God reveals it to you. I'm always, The objective. The objective, my objective, is to get people free, teach them how to stay free and how to free others. That's all. That's all. That's all. And brothers and sisters, I pray for you this morning. I don't feel led to do no deliverance, but I pray for you this morning in the name of Jesus, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, that Jesus will give you a revelation of himself, that Jesus will illuminate his word in front of your eyes, that he will talk to you rhema, through the rhema and through the logos, that he will open up the eyes of your own understanding, and that he will give you peace to allow you to enjoy your journey with him, that he will give you joy unspeakable that won't have you running around here mad like all these demon-possessed people, angry, mad, but oof. And that he will give you perfect understanding. I see you tomorrow on the chat line. Blessing.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me. Over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go. Come
Let's
on.
Try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Counterfeit, I bind it through familiar spirits. Satan, the Lord God, rebukes you. And I renounce you and rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Familiar spirits, soulish realm spirits, mind control, I break and destroy your power this morning. And I rebuke and renounce you. I break all evil generational ties through familiar spirits. From Adam to the Tower of Babel, and from the Tower of Babel to this day, right here, right now. I renounce and break your power over the spirit, the soul, and the body, and everything that concerns us. Familiar spirits, unclean spirits, and spirits of bondage. Evil human spirits, I destroy your ability and power to afflict or harm us by any of your works, actions, thoughts, deeds, or endeavors. In the name of Jesus, I thank you this morning, Father God, that we take on your helmet of salvation, your breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded about in truth, our feet shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace. I thank you this morning, Father God, we wield your sword of the Spirit, which is your word, Father God. And I thank you this morning, we utilize block, the shield of faith to quench and destroy the fiery darts of the enemy. familiar spirits, unclean spirits, evil human spirits, and spirits of bondage. Mind control, the Lord God rebuke you. And I declare you to be our enemy, and in the name of Jesus, I command you to loose, give up, and let go of everything that concerns us as we take back and sanctify as holy all the ground that has been yielded to you, whether known or unknown, on our behalf or that of our family line or any generational ground that our ancestors have ever yielded to you. I destroy, dissolve, and command to dissipate any covenants, agreements, rituals, spells, altars, or religious practices. In the name of Jesus, I destroy any power that has been yielded to you through secret sins, secret practices, secret acts, along with sins that have given you rights by ignorance or as an act of our will. I break, cut, and sever all soul ties. I break the power of all familiar spirits operating through the sins of omission or the sins of commission. In the name of Jesus, I break and destroy the power of all familiar spirits operating through mind control, mind binding spirits, witchcraft opposing the will of God. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the power of familiar spirits operating through and because of the sin nature. In the name of Jesus, I render you all null, void, and powerless against me and the people that I am praying with and or for. I bind up all your works in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And I command you, loose your grip. Go! By the power of God's Holy Spirit. Go to complete and utter destruction as you are dispelled in the name of Jesus.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me.
Oh,
over and over again.
Oh, come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go. Come
Let's
on.
Try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Woo!
Keep right on blocking me. Time to be high!